You're listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast. The headlines this week. A well-known UK journalist faces a potential prison sentence for allegedly naming a footballer protected by a super injunction on Twitter. A Scottish newspaper names a footballer who allegedly had an affair with model Imogen Thomas, and the winner of the Orwell Prize tells journalism.co.uk why her son entered the prize on her behalf. It's Monday the 23rd of May, I'm Sarah Marshall, and here are the top stories from journalism.co.uk. A well-known UK journalist and television personality faces a potential prison sentence for allegedly naming a footballer protected by a super injunction on Twitter. The Attorney General, Dominic Grieve, has reportedly been asked to look into a possible criminal prosecution over the journalist's tweets, which may breach the super injunction obtained by the footballer. If the journalist were to be found guilty of contempt of court, he could face up to 2 years in prison. The footballer in this case, known to the courts as TSE, is not the same player known as CTB, who obtained an injunction to protect his identity in relation to an alleged affair with model Imogen Thomas. That player, known as CTB, was named by a Scottish newspaper yesterday. He'd allegedly had an affair with the model and obtained an injunction to protect him from being identified in the press. The Sunday Herald devoted the front page of yesterday's edition to a large picture of the footballer's face with a black band and the word censored across his eyes. The band does little to mask the player's identity, however. Below the picture, on the newspaper's front page, is the text: "Everyone knows that this is the footballer accused of using the courts to keep allegations of a sexual affair secret, but we weren't supposed to tell you that." Newsgroup newspapers were in the High Court last week after Lib Dem peer Lord Stoneham revealed details of an alleged extramarital affair between former Royal Bank of Scotland chief Sir Fred Goodwin and a senior colleague at RBS. Under parliamentary privilege, Stoneham was entitled, during a House of Lords debate, to breach an injunction obtained by Goodwin protecting his identity in relation to the alleged affair. Later that day, newsgroup newspapers went to court to seek to have the part of the injunction protecting Goodwin's identity overturned, and the order was varied to allow the newspaper group to name the former RBS chief. A report published on Friday by a senior UK judge and Master of the Rolls, Lord Neuberger, warned politicians breaching injunctions in Parliament that they may not be protected in every case by parliamentary privilege, and that reporters covering parliamentary comments that breach injunctions may not always be protected by qualified privilege. Surrey-based photographer Anton Hamill, who was thought to have been being held hostage in Libya over the past 6 weeks, was not captured but shot and killed, it was revealed within the past week. Hamill, a South African national who lived in Surbiton with his wife and two children, was with four other journalists near the eastern oil town of Brega when the group was attacked. British photographer Nigel Chandler, American journalists Claire Gillis and James Foley, and Spanish photographer Manu Brabau were all released the previous day in Tripoli. The winner of the Orwell Prize for Journalism was announced within the last week, and it went to columnist Jenny Russell for work published in The Guardian and in The Sunday Times. The annual prize offers three awards for journalism, a blog and a book that are considered to be the closest to George Orwell's ambition to make political writing into an art. Judges for the Journalism Prize said that Russell was the standout journalist in an outstanding field. Speaking to journalism.co.uk after the ceremony, Russell said she had been too ill at the time to enter the prize, and it was indeed her son who selected the articles, filled out the form and entered for her. In technology news, we've been looking at how to make journalists safer when working in dangerous and remote locations such as Libya. Four major news organisations in the UK, all of them household names, are opting for a service called Track 24 Solo. It tracks journalists by GPS and satellite to pinpoint them to anywhere in the world. Marius Gilmore is operations director, and he told us where it's being used.
Most recently it's been used in Libya, Pakistan, Iraq and Afghanistan, and also parts of Africa such as Nigeria and also South Africa. There are lots of examples across our entire client base where it's actually saved lives or helped to repatriate someone. The problem that we face is we can't always talk about that.
Finally, there's just a few days to go until journalism.co.uk's next event, News Rewired, Noise to Signal, which takes place this Friday, that's the 27th of May. The event focuses on data in the journalism world across both editorial and business side of the industry, with speakers from news outlets including The Guardian, Channel 4 and the BBC lined up to speak on the day. To snap up the very last remaining tickets, go to newsrewired.com. For more on all the stories featured in this podcast and other news, go to journalism.co.uk.